Ladies and gentlemen, the Jefferson County Middle School Honor Orchestra under the direction of Ms. Nancy Marble.
Oh, rock song.
Outstanding minds on the stage and great musicians. We've had a wonderful time. They've been an absolute delight. And as a parent of a teenager myself, I can assure you parents, they were perfect. They were highly motivated, they wanted to do their best at every moment, and they listened carefully to everything I had to say. So it was quite an extraordinary day. And I really feel strongly that in today's day, of the era of today, that we need this more and more than ever before. We do not do enough to take care of ourselves. And this is so important in a time where teenage suicide is at an all-time high. And you go into any emergency room and there is plenty of evidence. At a time where teenagers are asked to do so much with so little, we are now developing new programs that ask our teenagers to learn to solve problems that we don't even have yet. It's a lot to ask of young people. And we give them a lot of books and a lot of education, but we don't really give them a lot of tools on how to handle stress and how to handle some of the most important things in life. And I just want to say this to you, not because you don't know, because I know you know, and that's why you're here. And that's why you support these kids with beautiful instruments and lessons, and you come to their concerts, and I know you know this. But in talking to these students, I just want to say, please never quit. Never, ever quit. There are so many things that are pulling these young minds. Once you get to high school, you have to make some really hard decisions. And I want you to be sure to always stay in your public school orchestra, to always play youth orchestras, play. And there'll be times when you think, I just don't have enough time in my life to do this. But I've been around enough that I see that people who quit their instruments, they don't really find more time in their life. The people who quit their instruments don't actually become better people, and they don't actually become better at other things. They just miss out on this opportunity. I know it becomes a lot for these teenagers that we ask them to do a lot, but I'm asking you to continue to support them through high school, and it brings so much to these kids, this playing. It builds their confidence. It gives them an amazing group of friends in high school and beyond. We were talking today that most of these students have never played with each other, which you can't really tell because they're playing so well together today. And this is something, but they will see these same students all through next year, through high school, honor orchestras. They may be going to high school together with each other, and they may even go on to college together. So this is a great group, and I know as parents and as an adult who cares about them, I like them to hang out with these people. These are the kind of people that we need in this life. We need these kind of people to be making the future decisions for the effects of our world. So. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you so much. Again, one thing that I miss saying is that there have been studies about why students quit playing their instruments. And even though there are lots of reasons to quit, most students don't even know why it is that they feel, you know, or they quit. But people who have done more study on this than I have say it's really about the lack of challenges. It's really about becoming monotonous or not continuing to challenge yourself. And so this kind of an activity, this festival, has done a great amount to keep these kids inspired and energized, and this will take them through to another year. So thank you so much. It's so valuable that you're here and we're here, and thank you for spending tonight and giving me the opportunity to work with them. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Middle School Honor Orchestra under the direction of Ms. Nancy Marble.